You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Tom Trainer from Red Hat. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Allison. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Tom, you are a senior product marketing manager at Red Hat in the storage business unit. Can you tell us a little bit about what that role means to the company?
As you may know, Red Hat purchased Lustre back in October of 2011, and we've integrated Lustre and the Lustre file system, or Lustre FS, into Red Hat. And in doing so, Red Hat has formed a new storage business unit, and I work in that business unit as the product marketing person, essentially, for the Red Hat storage with Lustre FS.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Lustre and what makes it unique in terms of a storage offering?
The thing that makes Lustre and Red Hat storage so unique is that it's a software-only kind of storage deployment. So what that means is it gives cloud users, public cloud, private cloud, data center users, the opportunity to deploy a storage file system on the hardware of their choice. They no longer have to settle for a specific kind of array or NAS appliance or object storage hardware system. They now can essentially configure commodity servers plus storage and deploy Lustre FS, the file system, and a small OS component to manage the file system on those servers and storage and deploy a turnkey NAS or a turnkey object storage system within the data center. Also, nicely enough, this kind of deployment on commodity hardware works exceptionally well as a target for backup and recovery and archive capability as well. So we have customers who deploy us as a NAS file server, an object server, and also as a backup infrastructure. And there's a real significant reason why they do that for backup and archive. Because of the core nature of our file system, we can access and deliver files and file content very quickly. So we can have an online backup repository and also access individual discrete files for unique individual file restore very quickly.
So with the introduction of Lustre and the Red Hat suite of products, Red Hat quickly came out with a reference architecture out of the Intel Cloud Builders program. Can you tell me a little bit about what that document accomplishes in terms of a tool for customers to get their feet wet with Lustre?
The Cloud Builder reference architecture document speaks specifically to building the underpinnings for a backup and recovery and archive type environment. And essentially, it gives the framework for building the repository for backup data and archivable data and restorable data as well. And so what users can do is essentially build the commodity server and storage hardware and layer in the Lustre file system component and really build the underpinnings of what they're looking to do. And that can be done in the public cloud, that can be done in the private cloud and in the data center as well.
Who benefits from the information presented in the document most? Is it someone within the data center itself that's setting up new implementations? Is it a CIO investigating more strategic directions for technology? Who would you direct this particular document to?
I would direct this specific document to those who are architecting backup and recovery infrastructures and those who, like you said, who want to get their feet wet with commodity server, Intel-based servers, and storage that can be used as a turnkey appliance in their data center or in their infrastructure as a service environment. And it's pivotal for architects to take a look at this now as they design their storage repositories or data repositories of the future so that they can start to leverage commodity hardware.
If we look at the aggregation of storage from a software perspective, is there specific efficiencies that are achieved in that model versus some of the traditional hardware-based storage solutions?
One of them we always come back to is cost. It's not so much as cutting high price monolithic storage out of the picture that's already there. It's more of an evolutionary approach to where getting better cost efficiencies by using commodity technology is a way to move as you build out future technology, future architectures. And so we see many customers doing that. You know, from a Red Hat perspective, we have internet radio clients. So the one that comes to mind the most is using, you know, Intel-based server architecture and commodity storage, and they have built an internet radio business on that technology. All of the music that gets laid down in that repository and pulled back up in that repository is through GlusterFS. That's Pandora, and so Pandora is able to execute on their business model based on the deployment of commodity hardware and a file system, a storage file system or a storage system that is hardware agnostic. Performance efficiency is also key too. So where we have clients today who need to scale, you know, but what we find now is that there are infrastructure as a service providers or cloud providers who want 500 active nodes and some who have scaled to 2,000 nodes. And then Gluster enables that, Red Hat storage with Gluster. And in a reference architecture like this, it proves that, you know, we can build a basic component and then you can scale it out from there and keep linear performance scaling while you scale your capacity linearly as well.
Where can our audience find out more information and how can they connect with you?
At redhat.com. Under the product section, there is a growing body of information on Red Hat storage software appliance, and also the virtual storage appliance as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to having you and your colleagues at Red Hat on the program in the coming months.
Thank you very much.